Hey, Cruz, this is Steve Newsom calling from Alberta.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah? Good stuff. Good to hear from you.
You as well. You as well.
Loving the new tune, man.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
I bet. How's quarantine treating you?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm stuck in a tri-way tractor driving around the countryside doing deliveries, so I'm not as quarantined as some are, but I'm no different than what I was before. We do a lot of social distancing in the truck driver.
Yeah, so you are right on the front lines helping keeping this country running, my friend.
Well, we're doing our best. We're just taking parts in it all.
Well, we sure do appreciate your hard work, Steve. Loving the new tune, like I said, One Good Radio. What is the story behind your song?
Well, Willie Mack, a gentleman that used to play around in up here in Canada for a while, and now he's down back in Texas there. He had done a house concert for a good friend of mine and manager, and they had sat down and they were doing this house concert, and he asked them all to throw out some pitch ideas of different things that they thought about when they're hearing country music, and so they threw out a whole bunch of ideas, and he collaborated them all together, and then came back a week or so later and had this song drawn up, and everybody was kind of given the privilege of it all.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, Jazz had kind of sat on this for a number of years, and he wanted to do something with it. He just wasn't sure how or what and when, and we came along, and we put my vocals to it. Bart McKay out of Saskatoon, he did his part in mixing and doing up all the production on it. And he did an amazing job taking it to a whole nother level that we didn't even know we knew. And, here's One Good Radio, celebrating all the good things about radio and rural living.
Now, Steve, where did you get your love for country music?
I grew up in a rural environment, so, living on farms and ranches growing up, and, it's embedded deep in me, and, mom and dad were always playing country music and around on the radio and whatnot, so it's just always been there for me.
Now, mom and dad listening to country music, what were they listening to that influenced you?
A lot of it, Merle and Waylon, a little bit of Neil Diamond. Mom got as far as into the Rod Stewart, and there's always a little bit.
A little rock and roll, a little country, love it. Now, you said you're working through all of this while everybody else is quarantined, so you don't have a whole lot of time to find new hobbies or anything, but how has what's been going on affected your outside job of music?
Well, we've had to cancel a number of shows in the early spring here and right up into, I think we're booking or canceling around June now still, and still crossing our fingers, hoping we got some stuff coming up in July. But it's been a lot of networking, getting back to doing some technological changes and trying to figure out ways to get music out to people and trying to keep some peace in the world. And it's collaborating with people. There's lots of people that are trying to figure out what to do next and how to go about doing it. We can't let the world stop, so it's a matter of finding ways to communicate with people and work together without being in the same box together.
Well, I'd like to tell you about a group we have here on the East Coast on Facebook. It's worldwide now. It's called the Nova Scotia Kitchen Party, and there's pushing around 300,000 people in it if you haven't heard of it.
Yeah, I've been watching some of the tracks on it there, and that's one of the things that we're looking at trying to get involved in and play up on.
Well, we hope to see you on there.
It's been great to see all the artists there, that's for sure.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you on there soon, going live with some music. I got to say, congrats on your award nominations.
Yeah, that was super. We had a good one last year. We had a Male Songwriter Award awarded to us there. We got silver in that one. And then this year, stepped up to the five, so we're really happy with that. Thank you.
I bet you. Now, can fans help you out in any way?
You can go and vote. You track down, go to the website at stevenewsom.com or Facebook and look up Steve Newsom. I'm probably going to come up near the top of the list there by the looks of things. And then we've got links there that'll send you to the International Songwriters Association. You're looking for the big gold symbol of ISSA. And there's a little voting chart there. You can go through the whole list. There's a couple of artists that are, you know, in Canada here that have gotten involved in this program. And, you can drop a vote there. And then,
Well, Steve, I appreciate your time today. Stay safe on the roads. Thank you for all that you're doing. Love the new tune. And hopefully when this is all over, there will be an East Coast visit in the works.
Oh, I would love to do that. Thank you, Cruz, and thank you for all you're doing and making sure everybody gets a chance to hear us all.
Appreciate it, buddy. You take care of yourself.
Stay safe.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.